If you use that same concept and you put it into a story form, somehow it goes deep down inside of them without pointing a finger. They simply get the message.
As a writer, Eva Marie Everson knows how to connect with people in a non-threatening way. I'm Steve Douglas, and today on The Lighthouse Report, she joins us to talk about that.
I'm a storyteller. My grandmother was a storyteller. My father, my uncle on my mother's side. I come from a long line of storytellers. That's the way Jesus taught. You know, when we read the scriptures and we read the gospel accounts, Jesus said over and over and over, and I think we miss this a lot. He says, I didn't come to heal. I came to teach. You know, he keeps saying that. This is not why I'm here. I came to teach. And part of his teaching was in telling stories. And so that's how he connected with people. That's how we connect with people.
By simply telling stories, you can get a point across.
There's a danger when you say something like, you need to do something. You must do this. You have to do that. That's pointing a finger at someone and telling them what they have to do or they need to do or they must do. And people don't like that. They like to be almost the pilot of their own destiny, I guess. And they don't want to be told that. But if you use that same concept and you put it into a story form and they hear it or they read it, then somehow it goes deep down inside of them without pointing a finger. They simply get the message and they think, I need to do that. I should do that. I can do that. And it changes everything. So when the first century listeners of Christ heard the story, let's say, of the prodigal son, how many of them standing there were saying, I'm the prodigal, or I'm the older brother, or I'm the father, or I'm the servant? You know, and they put that story then to action in their own lives. That's why we use story.
What a great reminder. You can use your story to point people to Jesus Christ. I'm Steve Douglas.